Hello. We are back. Anyone on the channel? We are back from lunch. Took a bit of time due to schedule. I first have to ask Joshua, when is your bus?
40:50.
That's our goal. 40:50. 40:15. Because, yes, next conf will be virtual, so don't have those problems anymore. Actually, it's just Jürgen Schweinsberger, the Pazzo, he sent me some presentation about some information, just funny information about Gopher. For example, the I-type, it was implemented in Panda. This was a fork of Gopher. From the University of Iowa, and it was first mentioned in February of 1992. This is something Pazzo always does. He goes, he's a moderator of the Gopher Lawn, so he goes around Gopher space and finds interesting stuff, and then he adds it. Thank you very much for doing that, because otherwise we wouldn't know such information. It would be lost. And there, actually in this Panda, they were first mixing textual content and links. Because the first Gopher was just links, big list of links. If you look on the, if you look for YouTube for the Gopher introductory videos, you see like they had the plan that like Windows 3.1 file manager, and there you would just click on like a directory and then go through it. That's what it was planned. And here this is more like information. Blab says that some old clients interpreted as I-type as unknown, yet that's this parallel development. The RFC was developed, but I was never specified. So actually that's one thing we want to solve with the Gopher validator, that we say I is allowed in a certain way, because it can be used to format menus. And let's see what next. And then corporate Gopher, it's also some link. I think he showed it in the in the IRC channel. There's some the University of Notre Dame, they were saying how to make corporate Gopher, and they were using like you log in into Telnet, get a ticket, and then you make a query using that ticket, and that's the way how you log in into some Gopher Gopher website or some internal Gopher website. So that's how they did it. Today you wouldn't use Telnet, you would use something else, or maybe just SSH. So questions? No, I don't think we have to go on.